Hello and welcome to Tuesday's edition of the FM Prem Glory Clans podcast. Got a special show lined up for you today. We have an interview with Kim Smedegaard, all the way from Norway. He's the suspended manager of Huddersfield Town. We'll be catching up with him and getting his thoughts in due course. But first of all, at the top of the show, we'll review the Premier League action. So with me for a Premier League review is Joe, managing Sheffield United, and Stu, who's managing Leeds. Hello, boys.
All right, for you.
So, at the moment, the Premier League's headed by Arsenal on 25 points. Aston Villa, Liverpool and Man United round out the top four. Nathan's Notts Forest is in seventh. And your Sheffield United is down in 19th, eh, Joe?
Yeah. Well, I'm struggling a bit at the moment, but we've got to keep going because a winnable game is coming up.
Well, you've got a game in hand. If you win that, it'll take you from 6 points to 9, level on points with 17th.
Yeah, well, you never know. Depends on who the game is against.
And what do you make of the Premier League so far this season, Stuart?
Well, Nathan's obviously doing very well up in 7th place. How he's managing to do such remarkable things with that club is quite phenomenal, really.
Yeah, only a point off getting a Champions League position.
Yes, he is, and maybe he might get the good old days back to Forest after the Clough years. Who knows?
What do you think Nathan's doing right, Joe?
I think he's just continued the momentum from last year. He was far and away the best last year, and he's just continued that in that vein this year.
And do you think he can push on for Champions League place or at least a UEFA Cup place?
I think it will come too soon for him. You don't want to get into the Champions League too soon. It would stretch his resources too far at this stage.
Well, thanks for that, boys. We'll be back later on with a review of the Championship. Mr. Kelly, can you just comment on the latest news that you've just resigned as manager of Sheffield United?
A slight boardroom disagreement. Obviously, you don't want to talk details about this sort of thing. It wouldn't be fair to Sheffield United or myself, but boardroom disagreement, and so I decided it would be better to leave them, find their own new man if that's what they want.
What about the rumours that you're being lined up to be the new Newcastle manager or the new Birmingham manager?
I'd wait and see. Nothing is definite yet.
So you're not being drawn on anything just yet, Mr. Kelly?
That's it. I've already said all I'll say on them.
Can we expect to see you back in football sooner rather than later?
Very hopefully. I'll always be on my eye out for any job that's available.
Well, thanks for chatting us to us, Joe. Good luck finding a new job quickly.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, new feature on the pod here, and that's to meet some of the managers in a bit more detail. First of all, we'll start with Belly McFish, also known as the chairman. Where'd you get your nickname from, Belly?
Well, rumour has it, it was the introduction of democracy into the clan after we got rid of our last autocracy management style.
And the, also the elder statesman of the clan, is that right?
So I hear, yes, but you know, it's just a number.
And it was hoisted upon you that your real life equivalent is Roy Hodgson. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I've heard that one as well, which is, you know, he's a good manager. So I'm not too disappointed with Roy. It could be worse.
So, if we discuss a bit about FM10, you managed Fulham, Stoke, Portsmouth, Man United, Coventry and Leeds. How do you think FM10 went for you?
FM10 is pretty much like FM11. Started poor. halfway through, found Pompey with a... done a bit of success, won the FA Cup with a poor team, had a half-decent tactic. Went at Man U, won the league, went a bit Pete Tong then ended up eventually with Leeds after a nightmare spell at Coventry. Thankfully found a really good system with Leeds and dominated well, straight to Champions League football and should have won FM10's last league, but unfortunately lost defeat against Wolves. Stopped it, I'm afraid.
So, when you were managing in FM10, you spent quite a bit of time at quite a few different clubs. Are you looking at replicating that on FM11?
No, absolutely not. The one thing with FM10 I learned is with Leeds is blend your team, you gel your team, you have a most settled team possible. So that's going to be my aim for this game.
Are you looking to recreate your Portsmouth days where you're there for quite a long time and punched above your weight?
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked to do that with Charlton, to be honest. But I changed my tactic with Charlton too early. I think if I stuck with my original plans, I'd still be there, and I think I'd be reaping the benefits of it. But obviously, you know, you change too many things too quickly and things go wrong. But we'll stick with York for now and see what happens.
You were a 3-5-2 man at Portsmouth. Are you looking at using that tactic again on FM11?
No, I think the 3-5-2 was a good tactic on FM10 because it counteracted the narrow attacking formations. It did quite well against the 4-1-2-3s of this world. Obviously, FM11's different now, so it requires a different formation. So I think for now we're going to go with the tried and trusted 4-5-1.
So how are you doing so far with York?
Well, started poorly, but that's because I was trying to implement my own style. Obviously, that didn't work. Obviously, got sacked with Charlton, Stockport, and was started very poorly with York. So I've implemented the tried and trusted 4-5-1, and I automatically won 4 on the trot, come out of the relegation zone, and haven't looked back.
Well, on the time at York, you inherited a team with very few players, and you've had very little time, haven't you, to try and build a squad there?
Yeah, not long. Obviously, you've got a few loans in, a few frees in. I've got a decent squad now. I listen to my ass man quite a lot, and he says that he's very happy with the squad. So if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
Okay, Belly, good luck, and we'll check up with you later on.
Oh, breaking news. Gear has been unveiled as the Scunthorpe manager.
Okay, we'll have to get some reaction to that later on. Cheers, Fat Belly. Yeah.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
Hi lads, welcome to the championship review here. Joe and Stu with me.
All right, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Okay, so the championship, Stu, how's it going?
Oh, a lot better than it was last night, that's for sure. Two games in today, two wins, beat Bristol City, you are third. And now I've got Millwall at home next game. So, 8 points off.
It's a very tough game, Stu. Very tough game.
I've had four tough games. Two wins and a draw and one defeat so far.
They don't come much tougher than Millwall at this stage.
That's true. But I am at home.
Just how good is Fred's Millwall side?
Very good. Extremely good.
Seen a bit and they can defend and attack in equal measure. I think they'll get promotion this year, honestly.
He's got a how brand new keeper in.
How on earth has he made this team with no money?
Through clever signings, as simple as that. He's using money wisely.
He signed a keeper. Yeah. He builds from the back. So if you look at his scores, he gets 1-0 wins, 2-0 wins, 2-1 wins. He doesn't concede many goals.
Yeah, only 18 conceded in the league, isn't it? Best defence.
Yeah.
As Brian Clough said, a good goalkeeper will save you about 20 points, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very true. Graham Taylor proved it with Arsenal.
And what about the table toppers, Burnley?
Not that Andrew McCandler, so what do you expect? That's surprising.
Until he blows up again.
Has he got a bit of a reputation now as being a choker, Jim?
Well, he choked a bit last year, but he was under a lot of pressure. I mean, a lot of pressure would come with the job.
$5 hooker hasn't choked as many times as he has.
If Burnley had a taste of the big time, and obviously wanted back quickly, he'd be under pressure to get back there.
Yeah, definitely. What about those Leeds sneaking up into fourth?
Club Leeds. Leeds did very well last year. They didn't really show up in the playoff final, unfortunately, for this too, but they're a very good team.
Well, you talk about the playoff final. I'm quite happy I didn't go up because I'm not the one with a P45 in my hand at the moment, am I, Joe?
Minor disagreement with the board there. I can't discuss it, but it was not due to job performance.
And what about Davey in 8th? He's level on points for playoff place.
After you, Joe, on this one.
He really has turned it around, hasn't he?
No one would have believed you if you'd have said that at the start of the season.
Well, I think Joe summed it up perfectly. He said there must have been a great big hole in the universe to see Davey doing so well at long last. It's about time. It's been 3 years or three.
It's been due some luck.
Yeah, it's about time he got it together. It's good though. He's been very patient, and he's finally taken an interest at long last in his tactics and his team.
And he's got a great chairman. Absolutely fabulous chairman, Steve Gibson, who won't just sack a manager at the dropping of a hat.
And what about the other self-proclaimed greatest manager the clan's got in 12?
Breaking news, Steve, I've got a job.
You've got a job, and who's this job with, Joe?
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, in the Premier League?
Yep, Premier League, I'm back.
Back in the Premier League. Well, we'll speak more about that in due course, Joe, and we'll let you get back to your new job whilst me and Stu carry on talking about the Championship.
Okay.
Stu, any comments on Mike, the other greatest manager the clan's ever had, sitting pretty in 12th position?
Yeah, Mike's a strange one. He started off pretty poor in League One with Southampton, then won this huge march up the league, got promoted, and now has marched again to the Championship, where he was line eighth. He's just had a couple of slip-ups recently, and finds himself 4 points off a playoff place. I think it's too soon for Mike. I hope it's too soon for Mike, because if he gets on a roll, then it'll be the same as what happened in Football Manager 10, and he will wipe the floor with everybody.
I was going to say, can you draw any parallels of the way he took over at Wigan and he snuck under the radar, no one saw him coming, and all of a sudden it was bang, League One?
No, it's a bit different. It's obviously got a good head of steam going in the League One, and he's obviously carried it through into the Championship. You see that happening quite a lot, really, in promoted teams from League One. You look at Sue last season, newly promoted, and bang, up there.
It's momentum. That's all football is sometimes, is momentum. You lose four games, you could lose six or seven. You win four or five, you could win eight or nine.
You're not expecting to see Mike dominating in the same way this time as did last time?
No.
It's a long way to go yet before we see that. A long way to go.
Not when there's a Nathan flying around the league as well.
Yes, he's done very well, though. That Premier League, not Championship.
And what about if we look further down the table? Gear got relegated. Sorry, not relegated. He got sacked from Leicester. And then Johnny, whilst he's away from game, his club's struggling in 23rd.
Well, Johnny was always going to have a difficult job. I mean, Peterborough were always going to struggle with the Championship, really. And due to unforeseen circumstances, he's not been able to do it. He's not been able to manage as often as he'd like.
Yeah. And Stu, what about a word on Gear?
Gear, it was a risk he took in the first place, taking a club like Leicester. A club with money, a chairman with high expectations, a fan base with high expectations to go with that, and a team that wasn't really as good as everybody thought they was. I wasn't surprised.
Well, I'm just looking here, Stu. £14.5 million he spent last season in the Championship.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of money for no return.
For the Championship. I mean, neither of us really spent money in the Championship last year, did we, Stu?
A million, I think I spent.
That was all I spent on the end.
You can't pick a team apart so quickly in this league. It takes months and months to put one back together.
If a chairman has forked out 40 million, he's obviously going to expect return for that.
Yeah.
Well, if we finish off, lads, Joe, two teams for automatic promotion from you first.
I'd say it would be Jim and Stu, I think.
Jim and Stu. And Stuart, yourself?
I think Fred and myself.
So you think that
Burnley will blow up?
Big call.
It's a very big call. Very big call, and we'll see what Jim has to say about himself later on. Well, thanks for joining me for this review, boys, and good luck.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Steve.
Well, here I am with Kim Smedegaard. I'm pleased to announce that we have a phone interview with Mr. Smedegaard this evening. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Well, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So what are you up to at the moment?
Well, at the moment I'm enjoying myself on Copacabana Beach. I'm checking out the local talent.
Unbelievable. So you're not angered by the hard line that Huddersfield have taken with you, as not many managers in the past have had such penalties for sexual indiscretions.
Well, to be honest, my solicitor have advised me not to talk too much about that. But frankly, yes, I am furious. To be honest, I'm shocked and I'm in disbelief really on how they have handled the situation.
Can you divulge any further information on your current situation?
Well, we're still awaiting the reports from the investigations, and we have also tried to locate witnesses and sources leaking the story. I believe that in the end I will prevail, and the board will realise what a horrendous mistake they made. I know it, you know it, and the fans surely knows it.
What is your current relationship with the club?
Well, what do you think? Let's put it this way. Hell will freeze over before I violate my contract so they can legally give me the boot. I can say as much as we're currently on the way of suing key members of the board, as we have solid proof this is a slander campaign to get rid of me.
Well, it's been reported that you have the full backing and appreciation of the fans. How has their support helped you?
Of course I have the support of the fans. They saw what I did with a shoestring budget and a mediocre squad. If it wasn't for the fans, I would be out of here in a heartbeat, to be honest. But I owe it to those fans. They've had faith in me since day one, and it's all about the fans. They really... just, you know, they are really behind me, and it's the fans that pay the wages to everyone in football, including myself, and I just owe it to them to fulfill that contract.
Well, if you're able to fend off these allegations, can you really return to Huddersfield and resume your role when the likes of Dave Jones, when he had to leave Southampton in the past, is that position still going to be tenable?
Yeah, undoubtedly. They shall and will not stop me. No matter how hard I push, I will spearhead the fans and aim to put a deadly blow to that monster that is that Huddersfield board.
What input are you currently having into current team selection and transfer policy?
Well, let's just say that Mr. McDermott has strings, and it ain't the bloody chairman that's pulling them. That's for sure.
Can you give an estimate as to when you could possibly return?
Hopefully this matter will be resolved quickly, but worst case scenario, I'll be out until the summer. I'm really hoping it won't come to that, and my team is working 24/7 to prevent that, but you never know with these kind of situations, and hopefully the fans and myself will just prove the point to the board that they are unbalanced and really need to check their medicine cabinet once more.
Well, thank you, Mr. Smedigard, and good luck with your campaign.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And hopefully the terrorists can continue their good firm, and we'll have a good campaign when I come back.
Okay, lads, end of another session there. How does everybody feel it went?
Could have gone better, for me anyway.
New club, Joe? New direction?
Yeah. Onwards and upwards of Portsmouth.
2 points behind Sheffield United, though. Step backwards or step forwards.
Plenty of time to make that up.
And as for Nathan, he's just going from strength to strength in the Premier League, isn't he?
I think he's bribing referees.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think he's got that hidden fund somewhere. And he keep bribing off the referees. He cannot be that good. That's just not wrong. He's not Jimmy. He's nowhere near Jimmy. So
just beggars belief, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think it might just have to, you know, have some drug tests on his squad as well. They just seem to be mad rabbits out there running all over the place all the time. So I think you need drug testing.
Most definitely. And perhaps I'm looking into the 100 deal tables that have been done to get transfers in.
And what about the Championship? You've got Millwall and Burnley running away with the Premier League places, sorry, the promotion places, and for Fred to be that close to the greatest manager ever in the clan is some feat.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Great achievement. Well, Fred, go ahead.
I'm going to take over his position as the greatest manager.
Well, Fred, we all know you tend to blow up. Come on, yeah. Be real. We all know you're going to blow up.
No. Millwall is a new strength, a new team. A new force to reckon with. We'll start with the Championship, then we'll take the Premiership, then we'll take the Europe.
Yeah, in the year 2100.
And any fears of bottling it like Jim? Any fears of any bottling?
Well, Jim's lost five games already. That's a hell of a lot.
Ooh, yeah. Lose that many just early into the season.
Yes, but the thing is, Jim has had a lot of injuries, and apparently the other teams have been really much better at bribing the referees than Jimmy. He's not got a one-man team like Fred here, who basically is just a one-man team.
Yep, big one-man team.
And what about Mike sneaking up on the rails in seventh position there, level on points for a playoff place? Can he sneak into the playoffs and go up again?
Well, Mike is a sneaky little bastard, so he can probably sneak up on anyone.
wouldn't want to meet him in the dark alley, let's put it that way.
I think Kim would, by the sounds of it.
We'll leave what Kim wants out of this.
Yeah, enough of his sex allegations.
Hey, I only like the Brazilian talents.
What, little Brazilian boys?
Isn't that a love you share with Mike?
No comment.
Fred, what do you think about Mike sneaking in on the rails? Are you threatened at all by him?
Nah, not. I'm not afraid of Mike and his Southampton side. They are too up and down. One little injury, you know, and then he's going to cry.
You've changed a lot in the last 24 hours. You're a lot more confident.
Yeah, well, I was tired last day, so I had to put much work into all the signings and talking to the players and stuff like that. So, and that wore me out.
So now you expected not only to get a playoff place, you expect an automatic promotion, are you?
Yeah, well, by the look of it, we're strong enough.
Well, you only have to look at one thing to find out which kind of mood Fred is in, and that's look at Fred's last five games. If he's done good, Fred is in a good mood. If he's done bad, Fred is in a bad mood. So, so basically, yesterday Fred Desir didn't perform, or he was injured. So, Frederick here, he was unhappy. That's just how it is.
Has he returned your calls yet, Fred?
I'm issuing no comment there.
I think I heard a rumor that they actually was talking about changing the team name from Millwall to Sirius United.
Or Fred United.
That sounds like a very bad stork, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about signing Frederick Ljungberg to the team. So I suppose we could make a Frederick United here. But at the moment, we are going to sustain any...
So if you have a Frederick on your team or Freddy on your team, just offer him out and to everyone for like 50,000, and then you offer him out to Millwall for like 5 million. Anyway, he will buy them.
And any links, any truth in the link in the rumours linking you with the Brazilian striker Fred?
No. Actually, we can't get him at the moment. But if there's But when we get to the Prem, there might be something happening on that area.
What about Davy sneaking up into ninth position? Very unexpected.
That's a fluke.
He's like, Davey's like an elevator. Once he gets, he's like an elevator with a broken, broken wire. To be honest, that he's gonna snap any time, and then he's gonna plunge to the to a dreadful, dreadful crashed.
It's not gonna be pretty.
No, it's not gonna be pretty. It's gonna crash really hard, I think.
One of the people who was Mr. Confident yesterday was Stu with his lead side. He's languishing down in 13th now, 6 points off the playoffs. Do you think he's got any chance of making that gap up, Fed?
I think he will turn it around, actually. There's still 23 games. We played half season, exactly. And there's only 6 points up to playoffs. I think he will manage playoffs in the end. But it's way too far up to me and Jim.
They need to get
so his hope for automatic promotion is over, I would say.
Yeah, but Fred, it's also a question of will he get the time. Leeds are not known for being patient.
That's true, Joe. And Kim, you've played with Stu for some time now. Do you think he's got what it takes to handle that pressure and to claw that gap back?
To be honest, I'm not so sure. He's done all right with a couple of clubs. Especially in the first season, he's done okay. Then he hit some bad streaks, and if he can't get out of them really fast, then the story has been that
he
eventually loses his job. So hopefully he can turn it around. He just needs to get scoring again, I think, because I don't think he's been that defensively bad. And last season, he scored a lot, but also conceded a lot. So maybe he needs to change his formation or tactic just a little bit, just, you know, to get that fluid passing game up to speed again and get some confidence into the team and get some goals going.
Well, before we leave the Championship, a quick mention on 17th place Huddersfield, Kim, who have 30 points, some 8 points off the playoffs, but then only 13 points clear of relegation.
Yeah, we're doing okay. I think we should have done better, to be honest. I think we should be between 12 and 9th place. That was my aim before the season, but of course, with my suspension, I haven't been able to enforce my strategies like I would if I was in the dugout. So hopefully I won't miss too much of the season and I can come back and finish strong. But we are looking okay because the board only wanted to stay away from relegation, and we don't look anywhere near close to relegation. And we should have a strong enough team to survive with ease, to be honest.
Joe, do you think that young Johnny's got enough about him that when he comes back he can save Peterborough from the drop, bearing in mind Doncaster only a point ahead of him, but then there's a bit of a gap up to 18th position?
Once you're caught in a losing streak, it's very hard to break out of it. It's hard to see a club of Peterborough's size being able to stay in the Championship.
Yeah, what has happened to Johnny? Has he been suspended as well?
Unforeseen circumstances of a medical nature.
Yeah, okay. he's got some family tragedy, so he's been away for some time. If we move on to League One, my team's currently Sheffield Wednesday in third position, level points in the automatic promotion place, and I've been joined in League One by Gear, who's now Scunthorpe, who has taken them straight away up 5 places in just 3 games. What do you think about Geary and his rapid acceleration with Scunthorpe?
I wonder how much longer he'll be there, because he seems to not his heart doesn't seem to be in it. Not at Scunthorpe, anyway.
His heart may not be in it, but he's producing the results, don't you think, Fred?
I don't know what's wrong with Geary, to be honest. I don't know if he hates the name of Scunthorpe or the nature
awesome
of the squad,
because awesome
he say they're a shitty side for League One, but he seems to forget that they just got down from Championship.
What do you think, Kim? Do you think Gear's got enough about him to mount a late challenge and claw back those 3 points that he needs to get a playoff place?
Absolutely not. he's going to be after the job tomorrow.
Tell us your true feelings, Kim. Please, tell us your true feelings.
He's going to be after the job tomorrow. He's applying for jobs left, right and centre, and he's pissing off the fans, he's pissing off off the board, and he's pissing on... He's basically pissing on everyone in every club he's at, so he's going to be out of a job in no time.
Well, if we move on finally to League Two, Joe, very close battle going on between 23rd place York on 17 points and 22nd place Morecambe on 21 points. Who do you think is going to win that battle out of Will and Belly?
I think they're both going to lose and go down.
I don't think they're both going to lose, Joe, because Aldershot have got 6 points and I think they're
they
dead and buried.
Up. They can make it up.
my bet is on Will. I think he'll stay up with Billy going down in the last couple of games. And unfortunately for Billy, I can see him getting sacked again. But I hope I'm wrong and that it can be able to save them because he needs to be in a job for longer than 6 months at a time, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, he will get a full year at this one, at least.
Yeah.
Any support for Belly from you, Fred?
I had to concur with Kim, to be honest. Belly, he might be a nice guy, but he can't discipline his players. We have seen this now in two different clubs. No, this is the third.
It is the third club, yeah.
It is the third, yeah. No.
So you think his problem's a lack of discipline?
Yeah.
Because he's too nice a guy.
He needs to get the whip out, does he?
He's got to get the whip forward.
Before this podcast descends into something away from football, I think we best end it there. Thanks, guys, and we'll catch you all tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.